winter school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
State House acknowledges President Hichilema's recognition as one of world's top leaders of 2025. NRFA announces road toll hike for heavy vehicles effective 1st January 2026. In global news, 3 killed in Sweden as major storm sweeps across Nordic countries. A very good evening to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. State House says it has acknowledged the recognition by the British newspaper, The Telegraph, which has named President Hakainde Hichilema among the world's top leaders of 2025, alongside other distinguished global figures. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the recognition reflects Zambia's rising profile on the international stage and acknowledges the country's steady economic recovery despite challenges such as the debt crisis, COVID-19 pandemic, and the 2023-2024 drought. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka says the recognition underscores leadership that has navigated difficult circumstances with decisions that have shaped both domestic progress and international confidence. He says the head of state credits the recognition to the patience, resilience, and determination of the Zambian people, further acknowledging the spirit of solidarity that has united citizens, the private sector, and cooperating partners in advancing national recovery. Mr. Hamasaka adds that while the president recognizes this as a significant milestone, a lot of work remains to be done to accelerate economic growth. The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has disclosed that road tolls for medium heavy vehicles, and abnormal load vehicles will be adjusted upwards effective 1st January 2026, following the pronouncement by the Minister of Finance, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, during the presentation of the 2026 National Budget. NRFA Public Relations Manager Alphonsius Hamajela says the increment will be effected at all NRFA-operated toll gates, including those located on the Lusaka-Ndola Road under the concessionaire Micro Ocean Investment Consortium Limited. Mr. Hamajela explains that tolls applicable to small vehicles up to 3.5 tons, including cars, vans and minibuses up to 16 seats, will remain at 20 kwacha per passage, while light vehicles with two axles of more than 3.5 to 6.5 tons, including minibuses with 17 to 30 seats, will pay 40 kwacha, and buses with 30 seats will pay 50 kwacha per passage. He says medium heavy vehicles with more than 6.5 tons with 2 to 4 axles will pay 200 kwacha, while heavy vehicles with 4 axles and above will pay 300 kwacha, and 1,000 kwacha will be paid by abnormal load vehicles. Mr. Hamajela says the applicable fees for the Michael Chirufya Sata toll gate between Ndola and Kitwe are 650 kwacha for medium heavy vehicles, while more than 6.5 tons with 2 to 4 axles, 1,200 kwacha for heavy vehicles with 4 axles and above, while abnormal load vehicles will pay 2,400 kwacha.
We wish to announce that tolls for certain vehicle categories will be increased upwards effective 1st January 2026. This follows revenue measures announced by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Honorable Stumbeko Msokotwane, MP, when he presented the 2026 National Budget. The tolls will be applicable at all National Road Fund agents operated toll gates, including those between Lusaka and Ndola, operated by Macro Ocean Investment Consortium.
Government has opened the detour to ease traffic on the Great East Road following the washing away of culverts at Kakumba area in Rufunfa district after a heavy downpour on Thursday. Road Development Agency Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Mloa has confirmed that the diversion was opened for traffic at around 03 hours today after a team of engineers from the Zambia National Service and the RDA completed the placement of temporary culverts to stabilize the road. Mr. Mloa says engineers on site are now concentrating on installing a permanent bridge at Kakumba to replace the failed structure and prevent future washaways, with preparatory and installation activities ongoing. He says in the interim, a temporary detour and traffic management measure have been put in place to protect road users and maintain a steady flow of vehicles along the corridor, which is about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout. Meanwhile, Mr. Mloa says installation works on an Akro bridge across the washed away section have significantly advanced and is expected to be completed by 18 hours today to provide a temporary but safe crossing for road users. In more news, the Ministry of Tourism has warned of an increased risk of crocodile and hippopotamus attacks following the continued rise in water levels being experienced in many parts of the country, including Siavonga and surrounding areas. According to the Ministry Public Relations Unit, rising water levels often cause crocodiles and hippos to move beyond their usual habitats into new areas, increasing the likelihood of human-wildlife encounters. The ministry is worried that these animals are highly territorial and unpredictable, and that such encounters can result in serious injuries or loss of life. The ministry, through the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, has, however, cautioned the public to strictly observe best safety practices during this period, such as avoiding swimming, bathing, or washing clothes in rivers, lakes, and streams, especially at dawn, dusk, and during the night, and avoid fetching water from unprotected riverbanks. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has urged journalists to simplify stories on product safety and quality to ensure consumers are protected from unsafe products on the market. ZCSA Executive Director Gerald Chijenga says simplified articles help consumers to make informed choices on products they regularly consume on the market. Mr. Chijenga notes that while the subject of product safety and quality is technical, it is important to the public as it deals with products which are consumed on a day-to-day basis. He was speaking in Lusaka yesterday when he officially opened the third ZCSA Media Awards Adjudication Committee meeting aimed at evaluating entries and determining winners of the awards.
Our commitment to this process stems from the fact that you are doing a very sensitive kind of work in our country because it hinges on the health of the people. So it's important that information is disseminated to as many people as possible because if people are not aware of the products that they're consuming, it may pose a danger. So we really believe that as we adjudicate, we are going to look at stories that created some impact on society, to ensure that people commit to getting products that can sustain their lives in terms of health.
We take a quick break. We'll return with the global news shortly.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
A third person has died in Sweden after a powerful winter storm swept across Nordic countries, causing travel disruption and power outages. The Swedish Meteorological and Hydrological Institute issued alerts for strong winds for large parts of the northern half of the country as Storm Johannes hit. Local media and police reported that one man in his 50s died after being struck by a tree in the Kingsberget ski resort in the country's south, while further north, a regional utility company, Hemab, said that one of its employees died in an accident while out working. The BBC reports on other